Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Roll up, roll up!
Hey, hey, hey!
Hello, hello, hello!
This is the Humour Experiment Podcast, and you are joined by Dorothy May, Dottie May, today, as usual, and I have the wonderful Crystal
Aarons.
Yes. With one A.
I was going to say that. Yep. With a different lilt.
Oh, like.
I'm glad you said me.
Aarons. Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
That was a terrible Irish accent.
You know when you just panic and yes. You add in a different vowel that's never been invented before?
Yeah. Completely.
Just to cover your tracks.
Yeah. Like when people sing happy birthday, but they don't know the person's name, and they're all like, happy birthday, Crystal. Birthday to you. Oh, saved. I love that.
So good. It's so nice to have you in today.
Thank you for having me. It's so cool.
Bless your soul. I've had a lot of fun already just prepping this episode with you. We did a little bit of a background investigation into what we found funny. You sent me a really awesome list of things that you find funny. Should we just do a brief rundown of some of the things on that list for our audience so they can relate?
Let's see if I can remember them.
What was on there?
Oh my gosh,
I'll remember some too.
It changes daily, doesn't it, though? What you find funny some days are not as funny the next.
Yeah.
Like, if you try and watch the same episode of something twice.
Was tripping over one of them?
Oh, when people fall over, but they pretend like they didn't fall over something.
Yeah.
And they, like, keep jogging. I just decided to do a jog. And they did a little look back, like, what did I trip on? I love that.
Like that attempt of saving dignity.
Yeah, or like that
saving face.
Look back, like, I'm going to call the council about that trip. When it was really their feet.
They just point at the crack in the road, at it.
It was
give it a stern look like you. I'm watching you.
Yeah, completely.
Don't ever try me ever again.
Oh, I love that. Misplaced rage.
That's also a great one.
Yeah.
What else was on the list?
I think it was like comedians I like. I like Hannibal Buress.
Yeah.
From Broad City. Mm. I love the Broad City chicks.
Praise.
Yes.
Praise those girls.
Preach. Thank you for making it.
Love them
show.
So much.
And also, like, Amy Schumer isn't on my list, but I was like, she needs to be on my list again.
She is a queen.
Yeah, I just forgot her that night, but I was like, loved her book.
Yeah.
Love her. She changed
her
the face of comedy and feminism and
just
talking about
everything.
Lady parts. I don't know about the rating, so I won't say.
No, that's fine. Like the rating, you know, lady parts is good.
Lady parts.
Because we're trying to be inclusive for children.
Yes. One day, children, you learn all about your lady parts, and I hope it's from either Amy Schumer or Judith Lucy, who is also my hero queen.
Yeah, yes. They're just incredible.
Yes, they are.
Women. And do you remember were there certain
things
that...
I was thinking about this. I often laugh at my own misfortunes, and I got hit
Me
in the
too.
Head a lot as a kid.
Oh.
So I think that was quite funny. My sister and I had a game that we had friends come over and we would play where we would dress up like sumos, where you get your pajamas and you shove pillows down each pant leg of your pajamas and into the front of your pajamas. So you're fully protected, and someone would shove one up the back, and then you'd put the mattresses on the floor and you would just go at it.
Sumos.
And like, sumos.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. That's great.
Into
I feel
the
like
walls.
I've experienced that once, like maybe at a friend's house. Yeah. We might have done that. And it's a good game.
Yeah. And also like pranking. I was a big pranker.
Oh, so good.
Putting things in my sister's bed, like dead cockroaches.
Ew, like real ones?
Yeah, just like
no!
I didn't want to touch it. Like I was a germaphobe. Like I wouldn't even want to touch it, but I would like put it, just I'd like remake her bed over it, and then she'd open it. She'd be like, Crystal! And then I'd get chased around the cul-de-sac in front of our house.
Oh,
so everyone's like, Crystal's been pranking again.
Oh no.
Yeah. One time we had some friends come over and the sister was with my sister and the other sister was with me, and we decided to prank the younger sisters by mailing them a letter, but the letter was like full of like dead spiders.
Like, oh, gross, like that. It's just like YOLO.
Oh, I wouldn't have liked being your childhood friend for that part, for
that component. Such fun.
Did she spin it back on you?
There wasn't much revenge, except she was quite like, if there was revenge, it was physical. Like, she you had to run fast.
You guys were gnarly.
Yeah, we were so gnarly.
I'm working in the 80s lingo. We're heading in that direction.
Hot dog.
That would terrify me. All of that action wouldn't have appealed to me. Yeah. When you were interested in playing tea parties, then I would have rocked up.
Tea parties are great. Company. Actually, I do have a good tea party story.
Ooh.
So I'm Jewish, okay, for those of you playing at home, and I'm a terrible Jew. So my sister, one year, I think I was like 10, and I was like, I'm going to fast this year for this festival called Yom Kippur, where you fast from like sunset to sunset. So it's like literally one day of fasting to make it through. Like, you can do it. It's Ramadan.
No, I've only been able to make it through a half day.
Right, right.
Continue.
Well, I was like determined, but I was also not, I was a fat kid, I'm going to be honest. I still am, YOLO. And my sister came to me and she's like, oh, halfway through the day, she's like, oh, Crystal, I'm making a tea party. I'm like, oh, that's so exciting. And I got really into this tea party idea. And she's like, okay, we're going to have fairy bread and like actual tea. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be amazing. Like pink lemonade. I'm like, oh, wow. And then like I sat down at this tea party and I had this whole tea party and we're like eating. And my mom comes out and she's like, Crystal, aren't you meant to be fasting for Yom Kippur? And my sister was like, ha, I got you. And I was like, oh, no. She, like, tricked me into, like, you know.
That was her prank.
That was her prank. Like, I was like, God is watching. And I was, like, as a kid, I was way more religious. So I was like, oh, I've embarrassed myself in front of God. Sorry, God.
Her prank is to just like deeply upset you. That
She's like the most unreligious prank. I'm like, wow, thanks for making me a heathen today.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Times.
Oh my gosh. So one of the other things that you mentioned to me that you found funny is 80s dating dating shows.
Yeah.
And that was so good. And I loved it because you had this big list and then it was the last thing on the list. And I was like, bingo, that's the money shot. So I was like, that's what we're doing.
Cool.
So what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to do a dating show right now.
Oh my goodness. I'm back on the scene.
I know. So what are we going to call our dating show?
Damn, Skippy.
Damn, Skippy. It's Dating with Dottie and Crystal. Are you looking for me?
Woo! Someone. I'm looking for someone.
She's looking for someone.
Where are they?
Okay. Now, I've got three potential bachelor's suitors for you today, Crystal.
Saucy, I love this.
I have Maurice.
Oh, Maurice.
He is an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Oh, hello. Hello, Maurice.
All my lady parts kind of just like curl into themselves.
I'm now sitting on a dead rose.
You also have Monroe. You probably already know this, but he has incredibly blue eyes.
Wow.
And you have bachelor number three.
Number three.
We don't know his name.
Uh-oh.
But he says, I don't like smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Wow.
Who's it gonna be, Crystal?
Oh, so many choices. Oh, saucy music. Oh, I love this. Let me have a think. Maurice. Ooh. No, look. I mean, number three. I mean, I don't smoke either, so it's perfect.
But you should have seen him.
Oh, no. This is like Perfect Match in the 80s where they pull down the thing and then it's just a really fugly person and then the other person's like, oh no, I don't like them either.
And that's just like horrified. Let's talk about the red flags here, Crystal.
Oh yes.
This is a progressive dating show. We've come red a long flags. Way since the 80s.
Yes.
What are our red flags that we're I want to do this for my gal pals out there. We're just I'm just like kind of training you as well as entertaining.
Oh, I need
you right
training.
Now. Okay,
I need
so, training. So we want to look for Maurice's red flags. So okay. Maurice is an executive by day.
I mean, that's a red flag already.
Executive of what?
Because he's also implying he does something else at night, like he's Batman, but
he's
I know
wild.
He's not.
That's
Batman.
What he said. He's
oh,
wild
yeah.
at night.
But I don't know. You know, like, I'm
and
wild.
Do you want a wild man every night?
Like, oh, not every night. Because you're just like, oh, I'm a bit tired tonight, honey.
Like, oh, like, the werewolf's coming
out. Oh, this has been going on for 10
hour.
Years. Oh,
great.
Oh, no. Stop the wild.
Okay, so some questions we should ask.
Yes.
What are you an executive of?
Yeah.
It's always, look, I'm going to be playing Mother Goose here.
I love that.
It's always good. To ask questions, ladies.
Quack, quack.
If you're feeling unsure of a red flag, just ask.
Yeah.
Just ask a question.
Because they could be an executive.
They're usually bad liars.
Of a brothel. Yeah. Or like, I'm an executive of McDonald's. And you're like, oh, you're the
interesting.
Devil.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting choice. Munro, look, he said you probably already know that he's got incredible blue eyes.
That worries me just because, yeah. like, growing up, I have a problem with blue eyes because when I was growing up my grandmother was really racist
okay
and she was always like when she was German
I can see that this might not be completely linear
no she was just German like, it's such a tangent
yeah
my grandmother was German and she was
yeah.
like when you grow up you will marry a good Aryan boy with
oh.
blonde hair and blue eyes
oh,
and so that
and there's your whole history
turned me off blonde hair blue eyes. And I did date someone once with blonde hair, blue eyes. It didn't turn out well. Just, you know.
Oh.
I mean, that could be a red flag for
some
ladies.
It could
yeah.
be.
If you have a German grandmother and she's
yeah.
super still into Hitler. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, she wasn't.
Wow.
But
I was going to say, you've got an interesting...
Oh, such a good backstory.
Wow. We're going to have more chats. I don't
yes.
know if I want to put you on the spot for the podcast for that. But yes, well, yeah. Anyway.
No worries.
So... Look, I'm not sure about that. Look, he really hasn't given us much to go off, does he?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
He's really just said, look,
so
I've got
mysterious.
two balls in my face.
Yeah, I've got two eyes.
That I can see out of.
How about that?
Hope that's enough
yeah,
for
you. Fuck her up, love. Got eyes.
All
How
right.
about that? What about his teeth? I want to know about his teeth because I like
look,
good teeth.
Look, I did see this guy. He
yeah.
looked like he would be, I'd have a cup of tea with him.
Okay. Cup of teeth or a cup of tea?
Mmm, teeth. Delicious.
Mm.
Then there was the third guy. Look, he doesn't like smoke.
Oh.
And he doesn't like people who do smoke.
Yeah,
now,
that was the one I picked.
Yeah,
it?
You did pick that. And I have an instant red flag.
Oh, I just thought he was rigid and he could be broken.
He could break him in.
The other two, I'm like
a
oh,
stallion.
Their teeth are gone.
Well, I think the third one, red flag,
super neg. Yeah, I mean,
like you're,
you couldn't invite your smoking
thing,
friends over, could you?
Well, the thing I have, he's got one selling pitch and he's told us all the things he doesn't like. Oh, my God. Punch me in the face right now. I don't want to be here. Like, you're already complaining and telling me what you don't want.
The only
Nick.
Good thing about it would be if he
yeah.
really annoys you, you could just take up smoking and just blow smoke into
deterrent.
His face. Like,
it's like a mosquito
honey.
Repellent.
Yeah. Like a 1930s. Film,
but you're still look. Just okay.
Okay.
I'm glad we've just because we're doing
I
the
change my
well.
Decision?
We're doing the appropriate
oh.
thing that dating shows should be doing,
yeah.
which is screening the red flags as well as the
it's
hot
a bit
spots.
Like Tinder, but without seeing them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like sometimes they write things and they're just like, oh, I like fun, and you're just like, oh, okay, that told me nothing. Bye.
Actually, so, Tinder. Oh, that's the worst.
Tinder. No, I'm not on it because
whenever,
I found out I was on it for the wrong reasons. Like
to find someone.
Yeah. Apparently, getting a relationship, you shouldn't be on Tinder, which was taught to me by a 22-year-old. Thanks, Brian.
I think she's 22. I went from Tinder and then I moved on to Bumble, and and then I get back on Bumble every now and then just to check in with where I'm at.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how desperate am I right now?
What's my level of despo?
Isn't that the truth? It's funny. I go on there just as an exercise. I'm like not actually thinking about the other person. I'm just like, where am I at? Like, if I'm swiping yes
to horrifying.
To everyone, I'm like, oh no, you need another creative pursuit. You've got too much time.
This is too, and it's very time consuming moving your finger. And then when your finger gets sore, you're like, oh, I need to stop this because I could be using this
RSI.
Time.
RSI.
Because
how did you get RSI? Tinder.
Oh, on Tinder. But I did, because I was writing a dating show, I did spend a lot of time on all the dating apps and like swiping. So I learned a lot about men and what they like to do.
I don't know that I want to know.
It does turn your
That's
online
the
dating.
Problem.
Yeah.
Is that I really, I don't think I want to know on the inside.
Well,
you know?
It does. So for good value, sometimes I just screenshot the ones that I'm like, oh, that's horrifying. Or like, oh, that's hilarious. And I got some great screenshots of my time. Like one of a doctor that was acting like he was a magician, like with a magician hand coming towards the screen, like, come to me, I'm magic. And I screenshotted that one. Sorry, buddy, if you're out there listening right now.
I wrote a little, and I sometimes you do get creative stuff from, so last time I was on Bumble, this is what I wrote. Like I thought, oh, I should write down what I'm thinking as I'm swiping. Tight pants, Brenton, take off your beanie, mate. That guy just killed someone.
Oh,
Scorpio, eesh. Swipe. Swipe. Onesie. WTF.
Oh, onesie.
I have a onesie. I have a onesie.
Onesie's great.
And yet I can like still have double standards and be like, no, I don't want to see a onesie. In your pick.
Really?
No, look, I don't know what it was. Look, I don't know. I can't remember what the onesie was. But
I
maybe
know
it
the
was
energy of that onesie.
Yeah, look, there was more detail there. I mean, I own a green furry onesie that I clown in.
Oh, so, well, that's okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't be too fussy about my onesies, but.
Depends
there was something there
is.
Was something going on with it that I was like I'm getting vibes.
Is it like that 80s video where the guy's like, I like children, and it's kind of creepy?
Oh no.
Yeah, is it that kind of
that's a flag.
Well, that's a
flag factory.
That's black flag. It's not that's even a red flag. Yeah.
Get out of here. So that's what I wrote. But yeah, Bumble, I'll tune in every now and then I'll reach out to a couple of people and be like, oh yeah, this is terrible. And then
I
remember.
They're like, let's meet up, and then you're like, oh, I don't really want to because
I haven't even got that far.
I've never got that.
People
far.
Aren't responding. People don't respond to me.
I think I've got two numbers, and we've chatted for a bit longer, and then like I've kind of been like, I don't know, and then I go, oh, I'm not that desperate right now, am I? Like,
do you know what I find is that once you realize that there's power dynamics, in dating and relationships and stuff like that, and you realize that. There are games.
Yeah.
Once you realize that there are games and you don't participate them in them anymore.
Oh, it's so
you
hard,
realize there is no there's no material that's actually sewing anything together anymore.
Yeah.
Like when you are just all like honest and just yourself, it's
they
really
can't
dull.
It.
Like it's really boring.
Yeah.
There's no spark. There's nothing going, oh, I need this or there's no pool. There's
You're like, I don't need it.
Yeah. Like and so the relationship is just non-existent until you go out and have a fun day playing out in the country or you know what I mean like you're only going to realize that there's a connection between the people when you're actually like doing things together and like living and existing and then you're like oh this chick's really low maintenance and she doesn't play games and she makes me smile I'm like there are my assets but like you're not going to get that on Bumble
no you can't get no it way. From looking at a photo on a screen that's what baffles me about it like guys make that decision on that I'm like, I'm just screening. I use the photo as a screener because if there's no photo, I'm like, no, you're out.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, oh, no, I just want to talk to you before I show you my photo. I'm like, dude, you, are,
going
you should
on?
Not be on online dating. Like, you know, if that's an issue.
Yeah,
and then like, I'm pretty upfront. But the problem with me with dating is like, I'm not submissive. And I think
me
guys
neither.
Are still in that, oh, I need a submissive chick. That like,
BD energy,
everything.
Apparently. Like oh, we won't BD. Fill in what that is, but.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, that, is that what I've got? Oh, hello.
No, no, but apparently that's a thing.
Oh, okay.
I've
All
been
right.
watching American sitcoms.
Okay.
Apparently
I
that's
like
happening.
That.
Oh. And when I was like, oh, that's what I've got. Okay, cool. Oh.
And this is intimidated by RBD.
I was a bit disappointed at that phrase because I was like, oh, why are we still like giving kudos to their parts? Like,
yeah, I know.
What why about is it still BD? Why is it not BV?
Yeah, because
sounds like a disease.
It does, doesn't it? That is a thing.
But we're treated like it's
BV
a disease.
BV is like bacterial vaginosis. Oh, I don't know if I can say that on air, but that's a no, legit
that's, thing. I feel like that's G-rated because it's medical.
It's G-rated. It's to do with your pH balance for those of you playing at home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For our 10-year-old listeners, you just got an education.
One day, children.
No, I really hope that there's none of my 10-year-old students
please
listening.
Don't
that's
listen.
Way too young.
I said, nah.
No. Look, we have to, they're body parts and we should be educating kids of all ages about our body parts
and pH balance. I think it's good to know that early.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Why
geez.
Not? YOLO.
But I feel like I've gotten really off topic here. But I'm the same. I'm really I know what I want.
Yeah. And guys freak out when you know what you want as well.
Oh,
I was seeing this guy last year. Oh my god!
And it's like, a lot of fun, but it's not helpful when you're trying to date.
It's not helpful. Mm. And like, I'm a very emotional person, so once I know, I like invest. And then they're like, "Oh, you're too invested." I'm like, "Yeah, you're giving me all the signs that you wanted to invest in my bank of crystal, and you don't." And then, and then it becomes like this weird game, and I was like, "Oh, I don't like the game." And then it messes with your head, and I told him. I'm like, don't mess with my head. And he messed with my head. And I was like, I'm going to kill you. And then he's just like, are you going to stab me? And I was like, no.
Well,
but like,
no,
kind of want to
say
now.
Bye.
Well, oh my God. This is the thing. Can't get
say
rid of him.
Now, say,
he doesn't get it. He
is
wants he to be
there?
Friends now. I'm like, why do I want to be your
is
friend?
Is he still going
to
be in your life in a month?
Like, I messaged
this
him.
Is when it's released.
He was messaging last week and be like,
great.
Are you ready to be friends now? Are you still angry at me?
So this is a good way to find out what's really going on.
Yeah.
In the podcast.
It is.
Hope he's tuned in.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Justin, if you're listening. Yeah, name and shame, baby.
I think people are starting to be more cautious in my life now too. The more exposure I get on the podcast, they're like, we better watch. She might use us in our material.
Oh, no.
I have so much material that I can't use because I'm just too close to the subjects right now. But guys, I cannot wait until there's more distance. I'm going to go to town.
Just change the name, babe.
It's too obvious.
That's what I would do. Although that one, you know, it's totally name same. Because he won't go away.
Look, I think you didn't say anything that wasn't fair.
No, and I'd say it again. I've said it to his face quite a few times. Like, I tried
to
get rid of him.
But it's not good when people play games with you. And I think, like, when you're not in on it.
Oh.
Like, that's not fun.
I didn't know there was a game going
on. I know.
On.
Like, it's a whole different story if we're aware of the game.
Like, I thought I was all romantic Cinderella and, like, there's butterflies, you know, tossing around my hair. But really, I'm just sitting in the gutter waiting for a skunk to come over and going, oh, we're just friends, actually.
And skunk you.
Yeah, skunk you makes skunk
do.
Yeah, love it.
The thing is, to quote Lena Woodley,
life lessons with daddy.
The thing is, yeah, we should have a dating. This is what I'm realizing.
This.
We should have a dating
we
podcast.
We should.
Oh, I could talk all day. And I have no, and
so
I know nothing
stories.
Because I've been single for so long, which makes it all so much funnier.
Oh my God.
But sometimes
I
think that gives me so much more insight.
Yes.
Because I have been studying the heck out of this whole thing. I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And just because I've been single doesn't mean I haven't been like swimming in pools, trying to work it out. Like,
I wouldn't say you were swimming in them. I was saying you were like putting your toe in it and going, oh no, I'm not getting in that pool.
I've been touching it. I've been skipping water. I've been skipping
throwing
rocks
into
stuff.
The pool.
Just going, what's that? What happens if I do that?
Might drown in that one.
Yeah.
Be careful now, children.
Yeah. Oh dear. But But the thing is, I just feel like. Also, there are so many things. This is feeling really therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take it because, you know, you need
run
to. You've got to take these opportunities when they come.
Yes.
But I just feel like what I don't quite understand is there must be a certain mass of males out there that also aren't interested in playing games.
Yes,
and then,
but where are they hiding?
And then the problem is we're also doing that too.
Yeah.
Like, we're just not finding each other. Like, the mediums that are where, like, the tools that we've been given are just not adequate enough for the people, the non-gamers, to find the non-gamers. Because, like, because the thing is with the game is it's like, And you know, I get the intimacy thing. Like, I'm terrified of intimacy too. Who isn't? Like, people are horrible and we ruin each other.
Yeah.
It's what happens.
You get broken. You jump in, you get broken.
We break ourselves, we break each other.
You put some masking tape around yourself and you get back in.
You know, we're all scared of clingers. Who isn't?
Oh, my God.
And yet we all have the capacity to be clingers, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like just being honest. And you know, I just would appreciate so much. Like, I'm really, honestly, I'm manifesting it. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity in the future when I meet someone that I care about and we have the discussion of like, okay, that's too much for me.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy this stuff. This is too much for me. And I can be like, oh, this is not enough for me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe we can just like work out what happens if we like meet in the middle or maybe, you know, there's a different way for me to feel like, or maybe I can give this a shot. Like, yeah. I just honesty is so useful.
I miss honesty.
And like I love boundaries. Like, yes, when I know about them, I respect them.
Totally.
But if you don't tell me, I'm going to dance. I'm going to booty dance all over them. You know what I mean?
I know. I feel
communication.
You. Yeah. Like this guy, I said, do not. Like we knew each other 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And I said to him from the very beginning, like my boundary was, do not like sleep with me if you don't want a relationship. Like, I was like, I don't know how I can make that any clearer in my boundary box.
Right.
And then he was like, yeah, cool. And then like 2 weeks later, he decided we were going to sleep together. And then after that, it was like, tumbleweed.
Oh,
and
I'm just
like, are you actually kidding me? And then he's like, oh, you're being too emotional, you're being too clingy. And I'm like, well, I told you, don't do that because it would mess with my head because I was like trying to be chill and just trying to like
see how it's going. I appreciate that you were just straight up because it's like he hasn't got any gray area there to mess with then.
Oh, no, but he totally played the game and he got me in and I was like, oh, no.
Like, you have the final say because you can be like, no, I drew this line, you stepped over it.
Yeah. But then he was like, oh, no, I actually do like you. And oh,
it was this push-pull game.
And I was like,
no games.
But I was involved and I was like, oh, no, how did I get into this weird pool? And I want to get out of the pool and like, I can't find the ladder. And
you're out now, right?
Oh, I'm out of the pool. Good. But now he's like, why can't
we
be
friends?
But the
pool still exists.
Why is there a pool?
The pool has to go now.
It needs to be a desert.
We're filling in the pool.
Yes, fill in the pool. It's lame.
No one needs. That
used to be a pool in the 80s, but it's dry now.
It's a cricket pitch.
Yes. Oh, the no feelings cricket pitch.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we need to find a way to meet each other.
Yes.
The universe has it sorted.
Yes.
No dating app needed.
Where are they hiding? Where are you hiding?
No, well, because we're also hiding, right?
Well, yeah, I've totally withdrawn.
Like, I can't lie about that. I can't be like, no, I'm like, I'm so hiding.
I'm
like,
hiding.
No one's seeing me right now. And I don't quite know what I'm doing.
Oh, I'm
but
like,
we'll work it out.
Yeah, you'll get out of there.
We'll do it.
Fine.
We'll do it. We'll get out of there.
Just, you know, get brave.
Yeah.
Rise strong, girl.
That's great.
Good times.
Look.
Yes.
What we're going to do is we're going to say goodbye.
Oh, okay. Goodbye.
Bye. It's going to be sad.
Oh,
but
okay.
But we're going to meet each other back here in a week.
Oh, that's so good.
And we're going to have another groovy chat.
Okay.
And we're going to like continue episode 2 of what's our dating?
Oh, what was it called
again? I don't know.
Oh,
Skippy
Salmon. Oh, that's right. Damn, Skippy.
Dating
with Dottie.
That'll be grouse.
Love that.
That'll be gnarly. That'll be bogus.
So choice. Yeah.
That'll be hot dog.
Crunk.
Bad to the bone.
Ba-dum-na-no. Love that. I'm going to take my bucket of tears away.
Okay. We're going to see each other really soon.
Okay.
And we're going to have a lot of fun. All right. Stay in good humor, guys. Stay funky. Find something to laugh at. Laugh really hard. Laugh really loud. If you're not feeling like a weirdo, you're not laughing hard enough. Go harder. Go hard or go home. All right.
Seriously.
Love yous. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.